Montreal Burger Report with Chris Zeke Hand and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy.
Good day, and welcome to episode 76 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, our heroes drive all the way out to Laval in order to try a smart burger.
Okay. So what was it that you were saying about their signage?
I said nothing. It's beautiful and tasteful. If you're running a flea market and want to basically say, I'm on sale. No, it looks like it's that discount yellow you see stuck on things. A little bit off-putting, especially when you're going to go eat burgers, you know? Anyways.
How long do you think it took us to get here?
I don't know, probably about 25 minutes.
Okay.
Well, coming from your place. Mm-hmm. No, maybe about half an hour.
We'll have to time it on the way back.
Yeah. But, I mean, we hit traffic, too, mm-hmm. right? And then we had the diversion, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're here. Mm-hmm. Beautiful
downtown
Laval.
Is this downtown Laval?
No, I don't think there is a downtown Laval. I think we're like in Chamonix or something.
Okay.
I'm not good with Laval geography.
No, neither am I.
It's up in the middle of Laval somewhere on Curie-Laval.
And so what have you heard about Smart Burger?
Well, my butcher was the one who recommended it when we were talking about burgers. He says, oh yeah, I went up here with he tried it at the 440 at the Carrefour Laval, rather. And he was going on, oh yeah, they make a phenomenal burger. So coming from my butcher, him say phenomenal burger, I figure there must be something to it.
Okay.
But then again, he may be just crazy, mm-hmm. right? So let's see if, you know what, Tony's true to his word. Let's see if this is as good a burger as we expect.
So I remember when they first opened, they got onto CBC.
Right.
And Ned was talking about and raving about how they were a wonderful place and we gotta go there. And I'm saying, Laval.
Don't believe the hype.
I heard that before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't believe the hype.
Anyway. I'm thinking it's gonna be very similar to a Five Guys.
I trust my taste buds. We'll mm-hmm. see. If I walk in there and I find it's a frozen patty on a mm-hmm. standard bun, I'm gonna be so disappointed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm.
I'll take you across the street to Patate Depot.
Yeah, there you go. Worst comes to worst. We could always have Patate Depot or mm-hmm. Amir. Yeah, oh boy. Anyways, we'll see. Should be fun. I don't know what to think of it. I haven't heard much about it except for the hype.
Don't believe the hype.
And not one to bite on hype, so let's see what happens. What do you know about it?
Just the website, which is what leads me to believe that they are similar to Five Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same sort of thing, patty, and then your toppings, although the toppings aren't free.
Or they could be just doing shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. I don't know what to expect.
Okay, I'm expecting... What is it, neon green and orange?
Yeah.
Five Guys is red and white.
Yeah, but are you expecting, like, discount burgers? Maybe?
What do you mean, discount burgers?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, looking at the colors...
No, I'm expecting it to be the sort of thing you go up, you order, they put it on the grill...
But why is it called Smart?
That I don't know. Now, it's there in the website, they always say fresh stuff as well, so I imagine it's not
frozen. So fresh ground beef.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or freshly ground beef.
Freshly, not frozen ground beef.
I see.
That would be the definition of fresh.
Well, fresh ground beef would mean it's ground on premises. Mm-hmm. Freshly ground beef would mean it was ground recently, mm-hmm. but not necessarily on premises,
okay.
right? It's like orange juice, right? Mm-hmm. You should be careful. Look at the menu. It says freshly squeezed orange juice. Yeah, sure. Could have been squeezed a week ago, you know, somewhere else.
No, most of the time it comes out of the original cardboard container.
That's right. That's it. All right, so mm-hmm. let's go in. I'm hungry.
Okay.
You want to pause this or you want to keep it going?
I'm going to keep it going. We got six.
I can't walk out the door with this and you walk out your door. We're going to rip the microphones off. All right, you get them.
I get it. I'll meet you on the other side. Mm-hmm. And this is Laval, so if I leave my stuff in the truck, it's not going to get stolen, right?
Walk in with microphones?
Mm-hmm. That would not be good. That's an interesting design.
Yeah.
Oh, and they do have beer, even better.
Yeah, I could deal with that.
Uh-huh.
All right, this is what the burgers are.
Okay. Now, I thought about this before looking at their website. I'm going to get the Bourbon Street with no barbecue sauce, no lettuce, and no tomato.
That's,
or no, what's wrong? No barbecue sauce, no mayo.
That's a lot of stuff to put on a burger. I think I'm going to go for just a classic.
Okay.
Are we going for a 4 or 6 ounce?
I'm going for 6.
Trio or not trio?
Not trio. Okay. You can get the fries, and at which point I'll take 1 or 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. They got salads, too.
Uh-huh, that's why they're smart.
Macaroni and cheese salad?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
That shouldn't be just a macaroni salad?
No, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
Oh, but the fries are a few different. They have Bruce City fries, curly fries,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, poutine. All right, poutine with chili. Now, that's the way to go.
That's sort of like an Italian poutine.
What's Bruce City fries?
I have no idea. You can ask.
Oh, and then there's curly fries. Oh, they're the,
I would imagine it's their regular fries.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit thicker.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, do you mind if I try the macaroni and cheese salad as well?
Not at all.
All right, so I'm going to go for a trio classic 6 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take the Bruce City fries and macaroni and cheese salad just for the hell of it.
Okay.
That's a lot of carbs, huh?
Uh-huh. We can go maybe, for a run around the block.
Hold on 1 second. Think I could swap out the fries? Well, I got to try the fries.
If you want, I can do trio and get the salad.
Do you think they do a salad on the trio? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Replace your fries by soup, salad, macaroni salad, or chili without charge.
Okay.
Replace your fries with a biological salad or a poutine for
$2.50.
Uh huh.
All right. So why don't you get a trio and you get the mac and cheese salad, mm-hmm. and I'll get the fries.
Okay. And it's still a lot of carbs.
Yeah, but I'm sharing them, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I got.
Yeah, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yep.
Right.
Same bill. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get the Bourbon Street. Huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to get the Bourbon Street. No barbecue sauce, no mayonnaise. With a macaroni salad and 2 board.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want the large.
No, that's 6 ounces.
Okay.
The small is 4 ounces.
Super size.
Oh, don't even say those words.
Anything else?
Not for the time being.
Right?
Not for the time being.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll repeat to be sure. There's a classic combo 6 ounce with juicy fries, no relish, and a tuber, and a Bourbon Street 6 ounce combo with macaroni salad, no mayonnaise, no barbecue sauce, and a tuber.
You got it.
You got it. That's
yeah.
it. I'm getting excited.
Mm-hmm. Watch him make it.
Curly's actually look good. Mm-hmm. I think that's both. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's a nice color to these fries. Mm-hmm. They look like vegetable oil, huh?
Yep. I'll take your word for it. I haven't noticed. I just know that the guy with the blonde guy got the order. There are your Bruce City fries going in.
So the fries are blanched first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they second fry them again.
Burgers have been hanging out in the heat tray.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's not nice. Where were the burgers sitting?
Which one? You see the yellow tongs?
Oh, yeah.
He pulled that, opened up a drawer.
Oh, really? Heat and hold.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using...
They're using a fancy broiler. They have two that are hanging out there, so...
Yeah.
I don't think it would be that long that they'd find out.
Definitely a broiler.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's a broiler that's like a toaster.
Yeah, kind of, huh?
Uh-huh.
This is interesting.
Although a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's yours. That's your closet.
That's yours.
Okay.
There's...
That's your onion slot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold it. 1 sec. Move over to this side. He's doing the burger.
Aha!
So they do grind it in-house. Look
okay.
at that. They have a refrigerated room. They mm-hmm. grind their own meat. They weigh it. They put it on scale paper.
Uh-huh.
And he presses them to shape.
I'm still watching him put it together.
Yeah. He's not packing it too hard. He's being very gentle with them. He's got a technique down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. Alright, which one was which?
Yours, mine.
Okay.
And that's also slight production thing, this mistake, where I'd prefer to get the fries first and the carbs first and the drinks first, then get the burger prepared as opposed to having the burger hang out.
Sit there and get cool?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the macaroni salad.
That doesn't look like dill pickles in that container.
It looks like a loaded sauce. It's really a disservice to fresh ground beef to put the burger in a heat and hold.
Mm-hmm. Although, how long does it take to for them to go through?
Yeah, that's a question.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, somebody took away somebody's smart burger.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is backwards.
Help.
Okay. Whatever.
No problem. Should have gone for the Belgo, but
Belgo?
Actually, yeah, I'll Belgo? Take it. Yeah, Belgo for me.
Carlsberg for me.
You go corporate, and I'll go indie.
What?
You go corporate, I'll go indie.
Hey, you know what?
No problem.
That's okay. It's only because they have their own yeast and their own name. It's like yeast, okay. Carlsberg, and Isis.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. We can figure it out when we get there.
Gotcha.
And here come your fries.
All right, Zeke, I'm going to put the mic down.
Okay.
Hey, check that out. $11 pitchers. That's another reason to come to Laval.
Although, no, they're $11 pitchers.
Which burger is this? That one's mine?
That one's yours, yes.
Okay, we got the beers. The beers are back.
The beers are back. It's yours.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 76 of The Model Network, where our heroes hold their butts all the way out to Laval to try a smart burger. But things aren't looking good, despite the smart burger concept of grinding the beef on the premises.
Holy fruit salad.
Smart Burger is located at 2159 Curie LaBelle in Laval. Their phone number is 450-687-7627. The website is smartburger.ca, and they are open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is my dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at OK de Cochon. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon, in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Frank Zappa and the Moldy Peaches for the music, and you for listening.